This episode of the College Tapes contains violence. Listener discretion is advised.
It took a lot of convincing for them to be cool with me coming back.
I mean, I get that. A month after you leave home, you get kidnapped. Not exactly a great endorsement for college.
Honestly, I'm surprised you want to go back. If that had happened to me, I mean, if it wasn't my senior year, I think I'd take the whole semester off after everything that's happened.
I'm not going to let some pathetic wannabe atypical occultist ruin college for me. I finally found a place where I belong, where I feel like I can be exactly who I want to be, where I actually know other people like me, and no one is taking that away from me.
I get that.
I definitely need to have a conversation with my roommate about what constitutes a call the police immediately kind of situation.
No kidding.
Ben! Caleb!
Where the hell have you guys been?
I'm sorry I wasn't here when you got in last night.
Yeah, where were you exactly? Because Sadie says you weren't with her.
It's okay, I get it. Don't worry about it.
How are you? How is New York? Are your parents, like, locking you away in a tower forever?
Unbelievably, no. How was your fall break?
Not much of a break, to be honest, but fuck, I'm just glad you're doing okay and that you're actually coming back.
Yeah. The four of us have already done this. It's not our fault you two missed the catch-up.
Yeah, what gives? We really need to come up with a game plan, but instead we wake up and both of you are gone. I mean, I'm assuming you were dealing with the book, but we would have sent out the hounds if Adam hadn't texted Caitlin when he found you.
Caitlin, I'm really sorry about yesterday. And look, I have a lot of explaining to do, I know.
That's putting it mildly. You can't just say, no, you're not crazy, I was influencing you, but I can fix it, and then run away without another word.
What?
Caitlin, I promise you, he's not dangerous. Caleb told me what happened, and I know how scary this stuff is.
Oh, wow. Now you're defending him? Which is it, Adam? Is he your soulmate or your frustrating ex because it changes from day to day?
The former? What's this now?
Are you two...
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Soulmate, huh?
Hush you.
Yes!
Oh,
God,
I'm
thank
so happy
fuck.
For you
the guys.
Were
driving
work.
Me up.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Are we just gonna ignore the fact that Caleb's been messing with my head? My feelings? Or does it not matter because I'm not atypical or one of their soulmates or whatever Sadie is?
Okay, rude.
Wait. What do you mean Caleb's been messing with you?
Why do you think I was so chipper yesterday?
I thought you were just happy to see us.
I was. Frankie, you... But look, I don't show it in that way. Overly cheery and accommodating, that's not me. And I felt weird at the time, but it was only when I was alone that I realized none of that feeling was mine. That I couldn't even think about what it meant that I was happy to see you, all of you, because I wasn't sure where my feelings began and whatever Caleb was doing ended. Tell them, Caleb. Tell them how you've been making me feel things I don't want to feel. Really? Is your phone really more interesting than this conversation?
It's Mark.
What does it say?
Beck's office. 911.
From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to the College Tapes. This is episode 20, Ad Meliora, by Lauren Shippen. Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I mean, I get why she's pissed.
Come on, man.
I'm not saying I'm on her side. I'm not on anyone's side. I'm just saying I get it. With everything you've told me about what happened at the internship and how scared you've been with Adam, I know you don't want to influence anyone, even if the intentions are good.
I really, really don't.
But I also understand how terrified Caitlin must be. First, she had her entire understanding of the world changed, and she's still learning the rules of it.
Exactly. I mean, we barely understand the rules of it, really.
I know, guys. I know. Trust me. I already feel terrible about it. I don't know how I'm ever going to get her to trust me again.
I'm sorry I wasn't there to keep you accountable. Like we promised.
I'm glad you're here now. Besides, it's my problem, not yours.
Do you know if yesterday was the only time you've influenced her?
I don't know. I wish I did, but... I think I kept her calm when we told her about atypicals. Caitlin is good at not being rattled, but...
Yeah, she took it freakishly well.
I wish I could say for sure that that's it, but I don't even really realize when I'm doing it.
It's okay, Caleb. We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah. This is it.
Oh, thank God.
Mark, what's going on?
Great. The whole Scooby gang came along.
Oliver has been kidnapped.
What?
Wait, how do you know? Oliver isn't exactly the most reliable person.
Okay, so earlier this week I used his phone and may have turned the tracking on.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know, not ethically great, but he's been acting squirrely all week, so...
Is that not just, like, his usual vibe, though?
I just found his phone in Harkness Tower on the stairs cracked, like it had been dropped.
Okay, but that
still
doesn't...
There was blood on the stairs.
Oh.
Shit.
Is it the same people who took me?
The Vafi, yes, we believe so.
The who? I thought we were dealing with, Sidalis Exe, whatever.
We are, but it seems to be a bit of a cult nesting doll situation.
Great.
So, wait, I'm sorry. Who is responsible for the worst week of my life?
Sidalis Eximius, under the direction of the Vafi. Sidalis is for hobbyists, atypicals who want to dabble in secret society play acting and meet other people like them. The Vafi is the real deal. Which is why I don't think it's a good idea for the students to be involved in this.
I told you, it's possible they know something we don't.
Hey, guys.
Adam, how'd it go? Great.
Hayes, see, you're still mixed up in all of this. Where's Park?
Well, she's...
She's still pissed.
I tried, Caleb. I really did.
I know. Thanks.
Okay, I definitely want to know what's going on there, because somehow I've become invested in all of this youthful drama, but can we focus up, please?
What's going on?
Oliver's been kidnapped.
By Sidalis?
Oh my god, this is like the worst rendition of Who's On First ever.
Oh god. Is he the sacrifice?
Excuse me, sacrifice?
Professor Blackwell, Caitlin overheard him talking about a ritual. Something to do with the book and needing a sacrifice.
Fuck.
Why didn't you tell us this the moment you found out?
There were some other things going on.
Other things? What could be more important
than- Don't
yell
at him! Weren't you three supposed to be handling it?
We were. Well, Oliver was in the process of destroying the book.
Oh god, so if they took Oliver and he had the book, now they have both the things they need.
Was anyone going to tell me that I was going to be a human sacrifice?
Oh, we didn't want to overwhelm you. We wanted to make sure you were okay first. And,
Oliver didn't have the book. I did.
What?
Oh, thank god.
But Blackwell took it from me.
Well, this is a real roller coaster.
What? When?
Last night, this morning, I don't know. It's all a blur.
Was this before or after you and Adam kissed and made up?
Oh, wow, you guys back together? That's great!
Enough! Just so I'm crystal clear, Seamus Blackwell has the book and an incredibly powerful alchemist, and we don't even know where he is?
We do know where he is, or at least where he's going to be.
You do?
The basement of Russell Library? That's where Caitlin overheard him, and I think that's where the ritual's happening.
Okay, great. So when's this ritual?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
It's Halloween.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Remember how I said Blackwell believed in some fringe ideas even when I knew him? Well, then he went fully off the deep end.
When he joined up with the Vafi?
Yeah. I bet he thinks a Halloween full moon is the perfect time to carry out his master plan.
Why haven't I heard about this master plan in the week we've been trying to figure this thing out together?
I never thought he'd actually do it.
So wait, you know what we're talking about?
I think so. This isn't... None of this is what I expected.
Yeah, you and me both, pal.
Are you saying that when we met and you looked into my past, you knew I was going to be sacrificed, and you didn't think that was an important thing for me to know?
No, no, not at all.
You thought they were going to do to Ben what they did to Alex?
Yeah.
Who's Alex?
An old friend.
And a newer friend of mine.
Wait, Alex the Pyro?
The guy from the AM?
Yeah. Turns out Beck here and I have a few things in common.
13 years ago, out in L.A., Alex was kidnapped by the Vafi. He was experimented on, tortured. He escaped, but his ability was never the same. By the time he got into the AM's hands, his power was eating him alive.
He's fine now. The AM helped him.
I thought the Vafi were up to their old tricks, trying to make atypicals more powerful. That's what they were trying to do with Alex. That's always been their aim, making atypicals so powerful that they can come out of hiding and lord over all of humankind.
Cool.
Why isn't this something we've ever heard about before? Does Dr. Bright know?
I don't think so.
They've operated deep, deep underground for a very long time. The member we met in L.A., he was part of a tiny faction on the West Coast. It seemed like the death rattle of an ancient conspiracy cult. Nothing that could pose a real, large-scale threat.
What happened to him? The Vafi guy?
He's dead.
Oh.
But you thought they came back.
I knew they did. I knew Seamus had been a part of it, but I thought it'd become slightly less extreme. That is, until I saw what happened to you, Ben.
But I wasn't being experimented on. They were testing my power, but they didn't do anything to me.
That's because regardless of how extreme the Vafi is, Seamus is more extreme. He doesn't want to make atypicals stronger. He wants to make atypicals.
I'm sorry. What?
Years ago, when he was still a professor here, he talked about a ritual. He believes that he can take all the atypical memories in the Sodalis Ledger, the imbued energies of all the alchemists, the time travelers, the mind readers, and put them into a younger, fitter atypical. Your energy conversion power would have been a dream to Seamus. But I have no doubt he'll make do with a powerful alchemist.
Why does he want to put all that power in someone else? I thought egomaniacal cult leaders were all about the me.
It doesn't make a difference to Seamus. He's an extremely potent empath. That's why I was trapped under his spell for as long as I was. Projecting feelings isn't as effective as mind manipulation, but Seamus has had his entire life to perfect it.
And he put it in the book, too. Made it this, like, seductive thing.
Exactly. The book draws people in, and so does Seamus. You don't even realize it's happening, like the proverbial frog in boiling water. Whoever he chose as his sacrifice would be under his influence, and he could use that person to make more atypicals. Have dozens of powerful people under his control.
So he's not going to kill Oliver.
He's not
going to
do anything. This is ridiculous. None of this is possible, right? Right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
But you're not sure.
I think it's highly unlikely. You can't just change someone's genetic structure. But Seamus thinks it's possible, and he'll go as far as he needs to. Oliver, and all the people who are following Sodalis, are in danger.
Then we need to stop him.
Yes, we do.
Oh, God, is this really the plan? I'm gonna try to save my best friend from a crazed cult with a bunch of teens, the Great Amazing Feelings Boy, and Marley's ghost. Hey, well, you okay, man?
Yeah, fine.
Hey, first off, most of us are in our 20s.
Such a comfort.
And Ben and I pack plenty of power. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I do this, and then they do
no.
This.
What? Whoa.
Well, that's a new trick.
Ben and I have been working on it since they got back.
I've got all kinds of self-defense moves now.
You...
Are you okay, Professor? You look...
I'm fine. I haven't seen an electropath in a long time. But you... You're okay?
Totally fine. Frankie would never hurt me.
Damn straight. But I will hurt some creepy kidnapping cultists if I have to.
Same here. I might not be able to make lightning shoot from my hands, but Michaels and I have been hitting the gym pretty freaking hard.
And aren't you a mimic? So you can power up with Frankie and I.
Yeah, because me mixed with multiple atypicals never goes bad.
and I'm not going to freeze this time.
And if you do, I'll be there to help you. I don't know how, because I have no powers or muscles, but I'll try.
Then I guess we should get going.
I can't say this is how I expected to be spending my Halloween night.
I mean, to be fair, going into the basement of a library to fight a cult is pretty Halloween-y.
True.
Okay, is everyone clear on the plan?
You mean the plan of march into a basement, steal a book from an old man, and run away? That plan?
Yeah.
Then yep.
I'll handle Seamus.
Are you sure? Dude, you're like...
What?
I mean, you're super ripped. Like, respect and everything, but Professor Blackwell is, you know, old. Like, old, old. I don't think you should hurt him, you know?
I'm not going to... Thanks, I guess, for the compliment. But I'm not going to fight him. Blackwell's physical strength is not my concern. His emotional strength is.
Right, because he can make people feel stuff.
Exactly.
And that's really bad, right?
Extremely.
That's not you, Caleb.
I know.
Are we almost there? I swear, this campus is a maze. I thought the library was in the opposite direction.
It is. I thought you knew where you were going. I wasn't paying attention.
I do. And we're almost there. There's a back way into the library.
What kind of back way?
The kind that's through a bunch of secret underground tunnels.
Oh, goody.
It's right up here. Caitlin?
I figured if you were smart about it, you'd use the tunnels to sneak up on them.
You figured right.
Why are you...
I want to help. This is my school, my home. And you... You're my friends.
You mean you...
I'm still mad as hell at you, Caleb, and I think I have every right to be.
You do. You absolutely do.
And I have a lot more questions for you, and I don't know if or when I'm going to trust you again, but... I trust Adam. And he loves you. He always has. I've watched him mope about it for a year. And that's real. And with everything he explained... Well, tried to explain earlier... What we had was real too, I think. We've been friends for so long, and I know who you are, Caleb. Or at least, I think I do. And I know that we've both changed a lot, but I think I'd like to get to know who you are now. Without any secrets.
I would really, really love that.
Never lie to me, ever, ever again. And don't pull that kind of emotional shit on me.
Of course, I never want to do that to anyone, ever.
Okay, good. So, we gonna go stop a cult or what?
So this sucks.
Not a big fan of small spaces, Professor?
I'm an academic, not exactly the down and dirty adventure type.
Can you say you used to ride a motorcycle?
It was a friend's, but I got plenty of this kind of stuff in my 20s. Can't say I'm eager to jump back in.
But you fought the Vafi before, right? So, you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I fought them before. One of them, at least. But it ended bad.
I thought you saved your friend.
We did. There are other things you can lose.
That's not ominous.
It's only 8 o'clock.
Nope. It's 11:30.
What? We haven't been walking for hours. That's impossible.
Not if he's been messing with the book again.
Great. So now we have time loops to deal with on top of everything else.
Oh, don't you fret, dear Mr. Ritz. Soon you'll be more powerful than God.
There we go.
Neil, did you give him the full dose?
Yes, Professor.
Then why is he waking up?
Very clever, Mr. Ritz.
They've got him strapped down to some kind of altar.
What?
Well, then we might as well open you up now.
What?
Just a little bit. You must be open to accept the power of
what
your
forefathers. What the fuck?
No fucking way!
Mark, no, wait!
Don't you dare!
Uh-uh, boy. You take one more step and this knife goes across your friend's throat.
Easy.
Jason, what a pleasant surprise. I see you brought some students with you. Have you started your own group?
Professor, what you're doing, what you're trying to do, it's not going to work.
Oh, Jason, you are always such a disappointment. So much potential gone to waste. If only you'd had a little faith, a little loyalty.
Caleb.
The last time
what?
I put blind faith in an institute.
Push out a feeling.
I saw friends blind.
What?
You see, we're still the same. It's not just our atypical nature or military careers. You and me, we've always been birds of a feather, deep down.
You're wrong.
Just push out a feeling. Calm, whatever, I don't care. Ben, just trust me.
Wrong people by putting the wrong people in power.
And you think you're the right person?
Of course I am. I understand the struggle of being misunderstood, being oppressed. The plight of atypicals has wallowed in the shadows for far too long. We deserve to be heard, to be followed. And others, those who are worthy, who are loyal and true, deserve to be one of us. The time of the Homo sapien has passed. We are more. We are atypicals. We are...
Sorry. Were we waiting for him to finish the big villain speech? Because I just thought...
What did you do?
Why are you doing this?
I...
Hey, buddy.
Mark.
Hey, I'm gonna get you out of here.
Oh my god, this is...
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh my god, Caitlin, are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you, Frankie. Thank you.
Oh god, is she?
She's alive. Just knocked out.
Oh, thank god.
You have to be careful with that. Electropathy is not a party trick.
I know. Thank you very much. It's my power.
He saved my life, Beck.
You see what happens when atypicals are forced to consort with humans? We use our powers to protect the weak ones, but they're not owed our protection.
I thought I shut you up, old man.
Oh, sweet Ben. You could have been so powerful. There's still time.
No, there isn't. I've already started ripping up your precious book.
Ripped pages still have life.
They won't if they're ash. Sadie?
I got you.
No! What have you done?
I'm plenty powerful on my own. I don't need you or anyone to make me more. Especially without my consent.
But there are exceptional people in there. People more exceptional than all of you. And you've destroyed them.
You can't make people in your own vision. You can't force people to be what you want them to be.
Ah, the empath. Oliver told me all about your little problem. But it isn't a problem at all. Being able to assert your emotions on others is a wonderful thing. You shouldn't be afraid of it.
You should be. Controlling other people isn't a gift.
But don't you see? It's for their own good.
No, it's not. Not if they don't choose it.
And look around you, Seamus. The moment you were out of power, most of your followers left you. They never believed in you.
The belief doesn't have to be real for the power to be real. The power is all that matters.
You don't have that now.
I may not have the book. But you can't take my ability from me.
No, we can't. But there are people who can make sure you don't abuse it.
Who? The Order? The AM? They're nothing. As years go on, they get weaker and weaker.
Don't confuse compassion with weakness, Professor.
Why should I have compassion? Does an elephant have compassion for an ant?
We're not ants. We're human beings. You're a human being, whether you like it or not.
And human beings have to face human consequences.
God, what time is it?
It's 5:30 a.m. ish.
Oh, God.
Thank God it's Saturday.
It's Sunday.
Oh, who cares? I'm sleeping until Wednesday.
Guys?
Yeah?
My watch, it's an hour ahead.
What?
Are we still stuck in a time loop?
God, please no.
We can't be. The book was destroyed. Like, we saw
no,
that.
You guys.
There's no way we were underground for 6 hours, but somehow the sun's rising, so something's going on.
Maybe we should go back in.
Oh my God, you dummies. It's daylight savings. It's Sunday, November 1st, fall back.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
God.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it is time for a new watch.
Hey, I gave you that watch.
I know, but now I have you, so I don't need to hold on to old reminders.
Blech. Oh, I forgot how nauseating you two are.
It makes me so happy.
You really are a hopeless romantic, huh?
Maybe. What's it to you?
Just curious.
You wouldn't even believe the depths to which my sappiness goes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I might... Maybe I could find out? Do some of that in-person talking you seem to be such a fan of.
Are you asking me out?
Oh God, is that not obvious? Am I that bad at it?
No. Not at all. I'm surprised is all. I would love that.
Okay, great.
Great.
Everyone is staring at us, aren't they?
Sorry. I don't mean to be the creepy old man. I'm just invested now.
I think Oliver is the creepy old man.
Hey. You might be right.
Speaking of creepy, anyone know the lady over there who very much seems to be watching us with great interest?
Oh, God, is it... Oh, no. Is it someone from the AM?
Maybe. I don't recognize her.
Why wouldn't she be down with the rest of the cleanup crew?
Better question. Why is she staring at us, but not coming towards us? Is she just waiting for us to notice her lurking?
Well, we've definitely noticed.
She's sensing us. Making sure it's safe.
Huh?
Enda.
Who?
She's a dear friend of mine. Was. No, is. We. What is she doing here?
Wait, you know Enda?
You know Enda?
Sadie, what the hell, you know her?
We've... emailed?
Sadie, what's going on?
Fess up, dude.
A year or so ago, she reached out. She's like me.
I knew it! You are special. I knew it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, how did you know? Your comment earlier about whatever Sadie is, I'm assuming you weren't just being rude.
You're not atypical, but you've been evasive on certain questions, and the way you reacted when you met Beck... I'm studying to be a lawyer. Paying attention to the specifics of how someone talks is part of the gig, and I knew something was fishy.
There's nothing fishy.
Sades, like, what the hell is she talking about? What's going on?
I'm not atypical. I never lied to you. But I can sense them.
Wait,
and you never thought
to say anything?
I wasn't really sure at first, because it was just this vague feeling that I get. But come on! What are the odds of me ending up with two atypicals for best friends?
Hi. Atypicals hang out with each other.
Except I'm the one that introduced you and Frankie. You guys didn't know each other through atypical shit.
So, wait, you were... what, like, tracking us?
No. See, this is why I wasn't sure how to tell you. I don't give a shit that you're atypicals. I'm not friends with you for that.
But you knew what we were.
Kind of. It's gotten a lot more refined over the years.
Has Enda helped with that?
Yeah. It's been nice to have someone to talk to about it.
Enda's the same way?
Yeah, she connected some of us. Looked after us. But that's what she does now, full time.
Okay, I am officially full on revelations this semester. Anyone else have any secrets they want to share? Anything they want to get off their chests?
I think I want to be a chem major.
Right on.
I should go talk to her.
I think she's here for me. I may have emailed her last night about all of this.
That explains why she seems so surprised to see me. Mind if I tag along?
Not at all.
Sadie!
We'll talk, Michaels, I promise.
Damn straight we will.
You didn't think to mention this when we had our heart-to-heart?
Remember what I said about it being the Sadie Club? I got my whole own plot line going on over here.
I want a recap. A full clip show.
I promise.
Well, I'm with Franklin here.
Frankie. Actually, you know what? I may not be the tech mogul yet, but I'm a full-grown man, and it's good of you to recognize that. You may call me Franklin.
Whatever. I'm with you. I've had far too much drama for a lifetime.
Yeah, you do seem to attract it.
I don't know, is that why you're stuck to me like a barnacle?
But what?
You're a very dramatic person, Byron. It's almost as if your parents were psychics.
Wait, Byron is your real name? I thought it was just like a pet name.
It's my first name, legally. Mark is my middle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it delightful? So, what do you say, great poet? Waffles?
Yeah. Waffles sound good. Come up to Boston next weekend. I know Joni will want the full rundown.
Mark, I live in Boston.
God. Right. Wow, it has been a long month.
But yeah, we'll be there, right?
Definitely.
Great.
Wait, Oliver?
What, Ahab?
Non facias malum ut inde fiat bonum. The Latin in your notes. What did that have to do with all of this?
Nothing. It's just a saying I like.
Don't do wrong to do right.
It's a good reminder.
Well, it was something to meet you all. I'm sure I'll see you at the next crisis.
I wish I could say the same, but honestly, interacting with people under 30 is exhausting. If you have my number, please lose it.
He doesn't mean that.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, God.
What? Are you okay? What's wrong?
Chill out, Mother Hen. I'm fine.
Then what?
I just realized I'm the fifth wheel.
Oh, come on. No, you're not. You're the baby of the group.
Oh, goody.
The baby who kicked some serious ass.
No kidding. That was awesome, Ben.
Yeah, well, you know, I had some closure to get, I guess.
So, what was with asking me to calm everyone down? I don't think it worked.
It didn't. The emotional energy never got to anyone.
You used it.
Yep.
That is very cool.
Wait, you mean you... So then if... Does that mean... Oh, God, this is all...
Come on. Let's all go get some breakfast. Ben and I will answer all of the questions you have.
Yeah. Bacon.
Exactly. Bacon.
You guys coming?
You can catch up. Meet back at the apartment later?
Yeah. Come on, Benji. Let's go be a tricycle.
Are you serious about actually answering all my questions? Because I started a whole list in my planner.
So. One of our weirder Halloweens?
I mean, in freshman year, we did see those kids on the BU squad throwing pumpkin guts at each other.
Yeah. I'm not sure that qualifies as weirder.
No, probably not.
Really glad I called you. I mean, I'm not glad for everything that's happened. It's been scary and confusing, and I still have so many questions, but I'm glad I called.
Me too.
It's always us against the world, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I don't want to be alone in the universe with you anymore, though.
You don't?
No, I want to be part of your universe, and I want you to be part of mine.
I think that sounds pretty okay.
We can grow together. It's not going to be easy, is it?
Growing?
No. Well, yes, but everything. This atypical shit, friends and enemies, you and me. Life.
No, it's not gonna be easy. You wanna do it together?
Do what together?
Life?
Yeah. Yeah, I really do.
Cool. Breakfast first?
Yeah, that feels like a good place to start.
College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode was written by Lauren Shippen. In it, you heard the voices of Zach Infante as Ben, Emily Kirk as Sadie, Victoria Grace as Caitlin, Zach Barrick as Frankie, Brigham Snow as Caleb, Alex Gallner as Adam, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Chris Gardner as Beck, David Carey Foster as Blackwell, Christian Brune as Oliver, Declan Michael Laird as Neil, and Gabrielle Archambault as Alexis. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes was produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. For information about all of the episodes, please visit thecollegetapes.com. This was our final episode. If you'd like to catch up on the Bright Sessions universe or learn more about our other shows, please visit us at atypicalartist.co or follow us on social media. As always, thank you for listening and stay strange.